This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Sunday, October 28, 2018. The 22nd Sunday after Trinity, by Father William Doc Holliday.
With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. These are words spoken by a prophet long before our Lord Jesus Christ walked this earth. They are encouraging words. They're good words. They're instructive words. They're prophetic. They point to the coming of the Messiah. But those words to whom they were spoken were somewhat shadowy. They did not understand exactly what that meant. Jeremiah speaking of these who would be called together, coming weeping, I will gather the blind and the lame. It's like these people are, okay, those are special people, God's interested in them. Words. Our faith is much deeper than words. Our faith is not a bunch of rote facts. If it was supposed to be rote facts, our Lord would have come down in an epiphany. The skies would have been golden and lightning and thunder would have come like on the mount when he gave the Ten Commandments, and he would have just thrown a catechism at us and said, here, learn this, and there's going to be a test, then you can get into heaven. If your faith is just facts, that's what it would be like. Our faith is not facts. Our faith is indeed words, that our faith is real. There is substance under the words, or should be. That's why we have the words of Scripture. The words of Scripture not only teach us by word, but they also teach us by example. Our Lord Jesus Christ taught like that. Did our Lord Jesus Christ not refer to the commandments? He summarized them. Love your Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and your neighbor as yourself. So Jesus taught in words. He gave instructions. He gave the Beatitudes. But Jesus also taught by example. Examples are much more meaningful to us because they make things real. Those words, with weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back, enigmatic. Might get them, might not. Well, you get them when you see the story about Bartimaeus, the beggar. You get it. Jesus shows us an example of what he talks about. Someone that comes weeping and leaves with great consolation. We see this story. Jesus is leaving Jericho. He's with his disciples and a great multitude. Notice the difference. He didn't leave Jericho with a great crowd of people. It actually differentiates. He left with his disciples and a great multitude. We don't know if the great multitude is our disciples or are they just tagging along for the show, because Jesus Christ does teach by example in many really dramatic and out phenomenal ways. They're following him to see these things. As they're leaving, this one Bartimaeus, who is a beggar on the side of the road, he's blind. This guy has never seen, he's blind, he's never seen any of the miracles that our Lord has performed. He's just heard about them. But hearing is enough for him. The truth of God is in his heart, and he knows Jesus is coming, and he begins to cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him. these details of this. Many rebuked him. Did he shut up? No. He even more. Jesus, have mercy on me. Our Lord stops. He says, call him. They walk over. They get him, and we get this detail. He stands and he throws off his mantle. He takes off his garment. He casts it aside and he approaches Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and says, what do you want me to do for you? Okay, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the eternal second person of the Trinity. When a blind man says, have mercy on me, do you think Jesus probably knows what this guy wants? But he doesn't just say, hey, I'm Jesus, I'm merciful, you're a blind guy, that's good. He looks at him and says, what do you want me to do for you? He wants to hear it. He wants to hear this man say it. And he says it. Lord, that I might have my sight. Our Lord doesn't do any rituals, as he does sometimes. Sometimes he mixes spittle and mud and anoints the eyes. And sometimes during the miracle, there's some shadowy vision. And then there's a more clarified vision. But in this case, Jesus just looks at this man and says, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Notice what he said. Go your way. Your faith has made you well. He gives the man the opportunity. After his healing, you're healed. You believed enough that I could do this. There you go. You're healed. Go your way. Does Bartimaeus go his way? No, he doesn't. It says immediately he followed him on the way. He had the opportunity to go his own way, but he didn't. He followed Jesus. I said that these kind of stories make our faith real for us, not in a way that you look at it and say, that's a really interesting story that happened back in the day. You know, that's an encouraging story. It's not an encouraging story. It is an example. It is us. We are Bartimaeus. Well, that couldn't apply. I've never been blind. Oh, yeah, you have. You're more than blind. When you're born in trespasses and sins, the original sin that corrupts this creation since the fall, we are Bartimaeus. It is even worse than not being able to see. St. Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, you're dead in trespasses and sins. Being dead is a lot more hopeless than being blind. You're dead in your trespasses and sins. We are all blind by nature. We are born into it. We got to fix it. Or, no, strike that. We don't fix it. God fixes it. God fixes it. We are blinded by sin, and then in the labors of baptism, whether they are when you're an infant or when you're an adult, you can see. Your sight is restored. There is no blindness. Let's say there shouldn't be any blindness. This is where we're worse than Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was healed and he followed Jesus on the way. We, by virtue of our baptism, we can see. And then we make ourselves blind again. That's called sin. We shut our eyes tightly to righteousness. If I don't see it, it doesn't apply. If I don't believe that, then that doesn't apply to me. That's why so many of your Catholic brothers, I'm not talking about the heathen. Let's keep it in house. I'm talking about your Catholic brothers and sisters who have their eyes squeezed tightly. Cohabitation isn't a big deal. Everybody does it. It's a mortal sin. Contraception. Everybody does it. It's a mortal sin. I was tired. I just slept in Sunday. Missing Mass voluntarily for no good reason is a mortal sin. Holy days of obligation, Thursday. Mortal sin. If you don't, separates you from the grace of Christ. Well, Father so-and-so says that's not true. Father so-and-so is sadly mistaken. Father so-and-so doesn't know what his church teaches. It might sound warm and fuzzy, but it's a lie. Those are all mortal sins. And people have their eyes squeezed tightly so that they don't see it. Because when you see the truth, all of a sudden it becomes a problem. Then you've got to fix it. That's what Bartimaeus does. He's blind. And he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." That's the confessional for us. You go to confession. That's our calling out to Jesus. Because you know he's there. You know he's there on the outskirts. You might deny it. You might be like, "Hey, look at me." Most of you were not out of the church for 25 years. Okay? That's me. Behold God's sense of humor. Okay? I heard the call. You got to answer. The answer is in the confessional. The answer is at the altar rail. We must cry out to Jesus. And we need to keep crying out, just like Bartimaeus did. And many rebuked him. How many friends that you know live in those sins, and there are so many more, that I just discussed, mortal sins, separated from Christ, and they've got friends? You don't need to go to confession. That's old school. That's if you like steal something, then you got to go to confession. Everybody does that. You don't have to go to confession. You know what we have to do when that happens, when people try to encourage us to remain blind? You got to keep crying out to Jesus. And then Jesus will say, "Call him." This is kind of an interesting thing. Not only are we Bartimaeus, we are also his disciples. And Jesus doesn't say, "Oh, look, a blind man's calling me. I'm very merciful and charitable. Let me walk over to him and see what he needs." He looks at his disciples and says, "Call him." That is your job. You are to call the blind and the lame to Jesus Christ. That is your mandate. You have to do it through the way you live your life, through your words, through the way you react to people who are in sin. You need to correct them and point them to Jesus Christ. And then if the Holy Spirit works well and they, in cooperation with him, are convicted of their new blindness, we get up and we do that little detail that we hear. It's like, what's this big deal about? He stands up and throws off his garment. What is that? That doesn't mean anything. It does if you know the Old Testament. Because in the Old Testament it says, "We have put on sin like a garment." This blind man throws off the old garment and he approaches Jesus. And Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus Christ knows what you need. He wants you to say it. I mean, he started this in the garden. You don't think he knew that they ate the fruit? You don't think he knew where Adam and Eve were? "Adam, where are you? I mean, what is this that you have done? Say it." That's why we have to go to the confessional. He wants you to say it. It's not a cop-out to kneel by your bedside. "This is between me and Jesus." Yes, it is. And Jesus Christ is the head of the church. So when you offend him, you offend the church. You reconcile with Jesus at your bedside, and then you go to the confessional. And you reconcile yourself with his body in this world. That is the confessional. We throw off that mantle of sin. We go in and we say what we need. We tell him what we want him to do for us. That's the confession. And then he looks at us and we hear the words, his words. That's why it's formulated like this, because it's not Father saying it. "I absolve you from all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." That's Jesus Christ speaking. That's Jesus Christ renewing yourself. It doesn't matter. This is a one-shot deal for us. It's not a one-shot deal. It doesn't matter how often we sin, how bad it may be. We fly to the confessional and Jesus Christ restores our sight over and over and over again. And then he sends us on our way. When you walk out of those doors, you are perfect. You are as clean as the day you were baptized as an infant. I usually mess that up by the time I leave the building. But you are that clean when you leave those doors. You can see in Jesus Christ, because you have free will, he sends you off just like he sent off Bartimaeus. Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. You had faith. You knew that you hear the words of absolution. You know you are clean. And then he gives you the opportunity. Go your way. Are you going to do that? Are you going to leave there and start over what you did before? Yeah, we can't help it. But it's got to be to a lesser and lesser and lesser extent. We got to do what Bartimaeus did. We have the opportunity. Go your way. No, I don't want to go my own way. I want to follow you. Bartimaeus' faith made him well. Our faith makes us well. This is the example. Not, hey, look at this story about some blind beggar 2,000 years ago. It's about, hey, look at yourself today. Because what he did for that blind beggar, then he does for us every time we walk into the confessional. Just like Jeremiah said, now we get what Jeremiah's words meant when we see the reality of our faith. With weeping they shall come. With weeping we walk in there, contrition. And with consolations I will lead them back. We walk out of that door consoled that we are absolved from all of our sins. Our faith is real. It is not just about words. It is about the reality of what our Lord Jesus Christ not did for a blind beggar 2,000 years ago, as I said. It's what he's doing for us each and every day. That we have to respond as that blind beggar did. To call out, tell him what we want from him, and then when he gives us the opportunity, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. We need to do what Bartimaeus did and follow him, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.